Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. We're joined by the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. A very good afternoon to Deputy MacDonald, and thanks for talking to us here on the News at One.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Now, your party is tabling a Doyle motion this week calling on Ireland to join with South Africa in their case at the International Court of Justice against Israel, alleging genocide. And I do want to come to that in a moment, but there's also been quite a bit of debate around your own party's approach, particularly to the relationship with the United States and the White House in view of what's happening in Gaza. People know, of course, that the US has been providing significant military aid to the Israelis. Will you be going to the White House on St. Patrick's Day and meeting Joe Biden?
Well, I will be going to Washington, Brian, and if I can just speak to my experience of Patrick's Day week in Washington over the years, affords access to the State Department, the administration, the National Security Council, figures on Capitol Hill, US companies that operate here, Irish companies operating in the United States, the labour movement, the very considerable Irish diaspora. And these are important relationships for Ireland, for our own peace process, but also, I believe, a very important opportunity on this St. Patrick's Day, of all St. Patrick's Day, to bring a very clear message from Ireland to the United States in respect of Gaza, the West Bank, what's been happening in Palestine, and to make that clear. And just remember,
so the Sinn Féin, sorry to cut across you, the SDLP leader, Colin Eastwood, said today that he won't be going to the White House, that he's not going to stand around drinking Guinness and celebrating St. Patrick's Day with members of administration that are involved in what they're involved in Gaza.
Well, look, to be clear, there is nobody who supports the American position in respect of Palestine. By the way, the United States has been on the wrong side of this for a very long time. That didn't emerge just in October last. And I would differ with Cullum in as much as, and I've given you my experience of the depth and breadth of work that's done over those number of days, the access that we have. And I actually believe that we have an obligation to bring that message in respect of Palestine this year. And I say this, by the by, as somebody who has for a very, very long time articulated the Palestinian cause and leading a party that has very, very deep ties and connections with the Palestinian struggle.
But
so
Deputy
I think
McDonald,
it's important that we're there.
Yeah, but
and by
McDonald,
the way,
President
by
Biden,
the way,
let me, sorry,
make
let me
point?
Make this point. Yeah. President Biden wants to send a further $14 billion in military assistance to Israel. When you shake his hand, you will shake the hand that signed that order.
And President Biden is utterly wrong to do that. And President Biden and others need to be moved onto the correct path, which is, in the first instance, a path of ceasefire. There's work being done between the French, the Qataris, the US themselves and Israel in respect of a ceasefire. The message from the world is get on with it. Stop the slaughter. Stop funding the Israeli war machine. And I think it is a powerful moment. No, let me finish the point, Brian. A powerful moment for Irish voices to reiterate that at every available opportunity. And it is the Taoiseach who will meet with the President and present the Shamrock and so on.
Yes.
Who will have speaking opportunities. Let me finish, Brian. Who will have speaking opportunities stateside. And I hope and I anticipate that the Taoiseach, on behalf of Ireland, but on behalf of people everywhere, will articulate the call for ceasefire
Do you really think you can change the direction of the President of the United States on this matter, who said at the outset of this conflict, in the presence of Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, in Israel, I want you to know you are not alone. We will continue to have Israel's back as you work to defend your people. That's the American view.
And that is the American view, and I don't share that view. That's the wrong view. By the way, it's also the view, it's also the view of the British government, and we engage with them because, sadly, our country is still partitioned and we have ongoing business to transact with them. The objective here is when you engage with people, it's not that you agree with them. Nine times out of ten, you will not. And on this most crucial and critical of moments, it is absolutely essential that figures within the British establishment, figures in the United States, are that the
is it also the objective here that Sinn Féin protects its fundraising organisation in North America? $2 million over the last 5 years.
Brian, this has absolutely nothing to do with fundraising. There's no fundraising done by us in the course of St. Patrick's Day. So that is not true. And by the way, those that fund and support us in America are people who care about Ireland, care about our peace process, support Irish reunification. And for the most part, they are Irish people who work in America, who are part of the trade union movement in America, some of whom have been successful in business. Others are just regular people.
But there's an inconsistency here. On the one hand, you argue the case for engagement with the US administration and with President Biden directly. On the other hand, you're calling for the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador to Ireland.
That's correct. Yeah, but because that's Israel. Israel are carrying out these diabolical acts. Israel
With American weapons.
Israel are a force of occupation. Israel have an apartheid regime, and it must stop. They must be held to account. That's what our motion is about, which I think would be what I thought we would talk about. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it.
They are the culpable party.
The government in the person of Micheál Martin has said that it's strongly considering joining the South African action at the International Court of Justice. Helen McEntee yesterday on this week expressed her support for just that. The government is right, presumably, though, to weigh up what's involved here before it makes a final decision.
Do you think so? I don't. I think they've had ample time to weigh things up. I think the court has made its provisional ruling. There is a plausible case here. And I think the government needs to act now. I think it's critically important that the world community ensures that the rulings of the court are respected and adhered to. That means by the Israelis, by the United States, by Britain, by all others as well. And I think now the moment has come for clarity from the Irish state and the Irish government. And the only clear position that we can take, in my view, given what the diabolical nature of what's happening, is to state clearly that we will stand with South Africa. And I want the Taoiseach to go to the United States and everywhere else across the globe as a head of government that has taken a stand on behalf of Irish people and people everywhere to protect and support the Palestinians alongside the government of South Africa.
Just a couple of other questions before I let you go, Mary Lee McDonald. Stormont, are you hopeful of restoration?
I remain always hopeful. I refuse to kind of fall into despondency or despair, although I'm very conscious that we've been down this road before. The DUP are meeting. They need to get on side, get back into government with the rest of us. Their negotiations with the British government are over, as we all know. Mm-hmm. People have been patient. People have been very patient. The time for action was long past. So they need to make their decisions clear. But let me say this, Brian, if it's a case that they continue to delay and leave us in this limbo, it's then now time for the two governments to step in, and we will need a plan B.
Yesterday's Red Sea opinion poll published in the Business Post put Sinn Féin on 25%. That's down 11 percentage points from your high point in May of last year. Has your party's stand on refugees and immigration cost you support?
Well, look, it was a bad poll for us. It's one of many polls, so you take these things in the round, and you could speculate as to what has caused it. What it says to me is that we need to be working harder, listening harder, to convince people and bring people along the journey for change. And I still hear that politics of change reiterated out on the ground. And I want Sinn Féin to give people that option. On the issue of immigration, I mean, the government have made a hames of it. There's no doubt about that. People have said to me that we have taken some of the flack for that. That might or might not be the case. What I can say is this. is that for us in Sinn Féin, what we want and what needs to be delivered to Irish people is an immigration system that's fair, that's efficient, and that's enforced. And I think on all three of those scores, people have rightly been critical of government.
People might also be confused about where Sinn Féin stands, because you've given all the appearances of flip-flopping on this. Your recent comments were that Ukrainian refugees here would go home after March 25 unless they're working in critical jobs. On the first anniversary of the invasion, you told a rally of your unwavering unity and solidarity with Ukraine as the invasion enters its second year. So it's no longer unwavering solidarity, is it?
No, well, that remains absolutely the case. Vladimir Putin is offside, broke international law, has broken every rule in the book, and the Ukrainian people have suffered and suffered still. I did make the point that the Temporary Protection Directive draws to a close in March 2025, and thus far I have heard from nobody in government what the plan is at that point. I have no doubt if peace is restored, a great number of Ukrainian people will be filled with joy on their return home. Others will wish to remain. We don't know at that point, or the war could still rumble on. In any event, there needs to be clarity as to what the plan is. The critical skills point that I made was that the facts are that many Ukrainians are now working in areas that are critical skills. And the government needs to answer, will they legally get their papers on that basis, or what will the arrangements be? So far from being something that is against the interests of Ukrainian people who are valued here, I want a plan for them so that they have the peace of mind and security of knowing that a plan exists. Because government, as you well know, Brian, is very last minute on all of these matters, and that's caused division, and it's caused tension, and it's not good enough.
Very good, no doubt. We'll return to this and other matters in due course. But for the moment, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, thank you very much for talking to us.